proves us more abundantly. In other words, it's necessary for us even more to give heed, prosekein, to the things that we have heard. So whatever God said in the past through the prophets, which is on his left hand up here, and then in these last days, the gospel says, the writer to this book says, in these last days he's spoken to us through his son. So two ways. One, left hand. Through the left hand, he speaks to us through prophets. Through the right hand, he speaks by his son. Prophets are like servants. Sons are like sons. So what the Father is going to say through the Son, right hand, is going to be more powerful, though no different, but more powerful and more clear, because the Son knows the heart, whereas the servant of the house, Moses and other prophets, they don't know the heart of God. It's only someone who's intimate in the family that knows exactly what the Father wants. And in this case, the Son does not want to say his own words or do his own deeds. So he's entrusted with a special mission that God can't just entrust to any old servant, including great and awesome angels who always obey. This one is given to the Son, who not only obeys, but he does it voluntarily, not because he has to, because of his position. So over here is performance. Over here is relationship. So if you build your marriage on performance, you don't have a marriage. If you build a marriage on relationship, we love each other. You've got a great marriage. So performance is something that should result from relationship, not relationship from performance. Why there's divorce in the world? Because if you misbehave, I'm going to divorce you. And why there's not divorce in this world is because I don't care what my wife does. I love you, period. There's a better foundation. Can you all see that? It's a better foundation. If you build anything on the basis of behavior, how you behave, it's absolutely going to fail. So why then would God speak on his left side? Why waste thousands of years telling people what to do, what's right, what's wrong? Why not just say the gospel? Is you're all wicked and I forgive you? It's a great question. I don't know. All I know is that's what the Bible says. And I also know it doesn't work the other way. Absolutely doesn't work. If you build it on, if you have any kind of relationship with anybody, I don't know if you've ever dealt with people or not. Has anybody here ever had a relationship with people? People tend to be wicked. Has anybody noticed that? Or shallow. Or worthless. I don't know if anybody's found that out. And what's wrong with it is, when I'm dealing with vain, ignorant, shallow, wicked people, it brings out my worst side. It really does. You know, it really irritates me a lot to be dealing with such people. I don't know if any of you have had that problem. Whereas Jesus comes, and he always does what the Father wants. He likes me. He just likes me for no reason at all, knowing I'm wicked, boring, shallow, envious, etc., etc., etc. He knows all that, and he says, you know, Jim, I've always loved you. You're just the most awesome. I just love that. So I'm big into relationship without performance. I'm just big into that because I misbehave frequently. It used to be on the hour. Now it's nanosecond. And so I naturally misbehave, because when I do behave well, instead of giving him the glory, I'll often want a little myself. It's like, hey, you should have seen what I was like before. I have improved. Last week was rotten, but this week I've improved a lot. And I just want a little credit for that in a humble way. God doesn't want you to perform. He wants you to believe. All he wants you is to believe that he doesn't lie. That's all. Just that when God says, I love you unconditionally, you believe it. But most people, like 100%, believe that God is the liar and they're the ones that's innocent. And even though they know they've sinned, they feel like, hey, you shouldn't judge me according to what I've done wrong. I've done a lot better than other people. How many know that you are at least better than somebody else? Somebody. On a bell-shaped curve, you're higher on the bell. Ding. You are higher. Whereas they're thong. You know, they're way down. So thank God there are worse people than you in life that you can judge and criticize and look down on and despise. Thank God, because it exalts you. You just feel exalted. Like, you lowly people, I can't believe you're even here existing, using up breath. Y'all know what I'm saying? You're all made this way. Everybody here is made to judge others in a unkind way, in a way that's detrimental to them. And you don't include everybody. You only include those that deserve it. That, I'm not making a joke. I'm just saying that's the way people are. So God, seeing that he gave a law to all mankind, wrote it on their hearts so they couldn't mistake it, and told them what was right and wrong, and then forbade them to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Forbade them. How many know that's the first story in the book? First story in the book. Do not. I mean, hear me clearly. Do not. And then he wrote it on their heart so he wouldn't even have to say it. It was right there all the time. Thump, thump, thump. Bad, bad. Good, good. Bad, bad. Good, good. You know, and so you have a conscience. Everybody has a conscience that when you gnaw the arm off of somebody next to you, you know it's wrong. You just know that. And if you don't know it, they will gnaw back and you will know something is wrong. You will, because that's just the way people are. So, are you all following so far? You may not like what I'm going to say, but I'm just saying what the Bible says. Don't do bad, always do good. How many know that's real hard? That's so hard. Unless you were a pastor, you could not probably do that. I'm just saying, you know, someone who's dedicated to being good. I'm no good at this. I would not even be a pastor if it were based upon performance. You know, how good I was, how sincere I was. I could probably truthfully say I've never been sincere in my life. But a lot of people believe themselves to be sincere sincerely. You know, like, well, I hate to say it, but I really am better. You know, there are people like that. Peggy, for example, she's like that. Peggy, I mean, I'm just coming up with an example. So Peggy, sincerely, and we had, after I preached this same message over in Dallas, somebody said, you know, Peggy was good. And I just got done saying she wasn't, but they didn't listen. Okay, so it's not surprising to me that the good news is really hard because it's so good, it's too good to be true. And most people don't believe it, that God does not want you not to sin. Does not want you not to sin. He doesn't want you to sin, but he doesn't want you not to sin when he knows you're going to sin and he knows everything. He wants to just tell you as a sinner, before you stop sinning, before you think of stop sinning, before you sin and don't enjoy it. Because I always enjoyed what I did. I don't know if anybody else did. I mean, I've always enjoyed deceiving, lying, cheating, and hurting people. I have just enjoyed it. You know, I mean, I knew it was wrong to society, and I understood it was wrong according to God not to do it, but I did it anyway, and I enjoyed it secretly. I mean, I didn't say it out loud because people don't like that. But secretly, I always thought to myself, you deserved it. I did. And I felt good about knowing that. I mean, I was smart enough to know that. Right? Left hand. Under the left hand, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Everybody's guilty. Nobody goes to heaven. Because the rule of the left hand is, you have to be perfect exactly as God is perfect. You have to be exactly, I mean exactly as God is perfect. That's the rule, the standard. You don't get a grade. If you fail in even 1 second, one moment of your life, if you just judge somebody, you go to hell. If for a moment you're not happy, I mean radiantly happy, you go to hell. If for 1 second you judge somebody else, hell. So you see, that's pretty rough. That's why I say only a pastor could probably do that. Now, on the other hand, here's Jesus saying, don't relate to me like this lady is under the law. Relate to me under the gospel, the cross of Jesus Christ. Come to me under my mercy side. If you mess up over here, what did Larry say? Missed it? If you missed it, if you didn't get the perfect grade, if for some reason you couldn't stand people, because I don't know if any of you had that experience, get a dog. Maybe a goldfish. They're really consistent. They don't change. Or a puppy dog. They're so cute. You know, and they just stay like that. Every time they see you, they're excited. Of course, it helps if you have food. But they expect a pet or something. They're looking for something because they're selfish. It's completely biologically determined. If you don't feed me, I bite you, you know, or whatever. But they don't like it. So the animal world is completely biologically determined. So they're not really liking you. They're really expecting something from you. You see what I'm saying? They did really not kind on their part. But God has designed it so that everybody would be guilty over here. He wanted you to be guilty. I mean, he absolutely wanted you to be guilty. He knew when he made you, you would not be God. How many know it's hard to judge other people if you yourself have done the same thing they've done? And that makes it hard because other people are bad and I can see it so clearly in them. God, what's wrong with you? I can see it so clearly. But in my own case, it's really hard to see all the things I've done wrong. What? You're kidding. I've never done that. You know. And so it's very easy to justify myself. Adam and Eve, remember that story? Adam and Eve. It was cool. Eve did not eat the apple like walk up to the apple tree and eat it. She went up there and the snake deceived her. How many women here have been deceived? After you got married, you realized I was deceived. That guy lied to me. He said he loved me. He lied. And so you feel like you've been deceived, you see? And so that's the way Eve felt, like, God, I didn't do it. Satan did that. I didn't do it. I was deceived. I mean, if I'd have known, I'm moral. I mean, I'm a good person. And the only reason I ate the apple is because the guy said I'd be like God. I mean, I thought that was some good. And I thought I could handle the devil. I would just basically say it that way. I know you said don't look at it, eat it, touch it, smell it. But still, you didn't say all that. You just said don't eat of it. Okay, well, maybe Adam added that part. I don't know. But women feel that they can handle men. They do. That shows you the inferiority of that part of the human race. Because I have noticed that women tend to marry men and get deceived every time. I think that is funny. Do y'all not think that's funny? They do. They just pick men every time thinking, this one, this is the one. He said he loved me. I found that in Peggy's case. She didn't believe that I loved her because I'd never said that. Well, I did at the wedding thing. But she did believe, you know, that I was sent to make her happy. And she did have 5 years of experience to the contrary. Nevertheless, still believed somehow that once we get married, this guy. And I did. We had probably an hour or so while I was good. As soon as we walked off that platform and, you know. But then know, right away I was not good. But anyway, the reason we made it was because Jesus killed me later. And that was the only reason we survived to this day. That was. And but I was one, I never would have divorced her, but I would have killed her. But I would not have divorced her because I didn't believe in divorce. Everybody in my family had divorced and they were miserable. So I thought, you know, I don't think you should divorce. If you make your bed, you lie in it. And so that was, I was going to stick it out no matter what. But I had a lot of other tricks that I could pull off. Even while being married, there's a lot of other things you can do. Do you all understand what I'm saying? So Jesus, I wasn't a Christian, but Jesus later sought me out from the right hand and said, Jim, you look like a sinner. Me. And he said, you look like you have pride, fear, stupidity, and so on. So I told him, Jesus saw that I was in need. And he sought me out, and I rejected him. He said, don't get near me. I don't want to go to church and be good and all that stuff. I'm not good at that. Just leave me alone. Just totally leave me alone. Can't do that. Why not? You know, I'm happy basically sinning. No, I have to awaken in you the knowledge of your wickedness. Okay, well, I am, but I like it. So I don't want to change. Well, I don't want you to perish. You're going to perish. So on his left hand, I knew I was not doing right. I knew I didn't believe in Jesus. I didn't want to talk to Jesus. I didn't want to relate to him. I just simply wanted to have a good time in this world. Is there anybody as wicked as I am? Maybe, you know, I never thought of anybody else. I never thought of Peggy. I never did. I only thought of what I wanted. Is there anybody else like that? That's all I ever thought about. Even when I pretended to think about somebody else, it was a trick only to get for myself. You know what I'm saying? I'm just total deception. So on a performance basis, from the time I was really little, I never was into performance. I never did what I was supposed to do. I never wanted to do it. And I wanted to do the opposite. If somebody said, you cannot go through that door, that is the very door I want to go through. I don't know why. But just when it says, do not enter, I want to go and look at it. I want to at least check it out. And I broke every rule, consciously, knowingly, deliberately, happily. Hey, everybody's lined up to go into the theater. And I did this. Why not go to the back door, wait for people to come out, and just walk in? You don't even have to wait in line, and you don't have to pay. Do y'all see that? So from the time I was small, I was thinking of every, that whatever the law said, I was going to do the opposite and it would work. They said, crime doesn't pay. But in my town, the biggest homes in town were mafia. In my town. So it's like, how can it not pay? I'm just riding my bicycle. They got yellow convertibles. This was in the, you know, 50s, 40s, 50s. And they were, you know, they were doing well, lived right on the golf course, all these guys, and we knew their names, you know, Scarface, you know, whatever their names were. We knew them all. And I didn't know this, but my whole family was mafia, but I didn't know that. They never said to me, we're mafia. They just never said it. But Uncle Duke, I never figured out that Duke meant he was an Irish Duke in the mafia. I just called him Uncle Duke. I didn't know what it meant. And then my Uncle Tom, he was with the Italian mafia, and my Uncle Vic, and so on. So, and our family was poor white trash kind of stuff, and particularly Irish poor white trash. Do y'all understand that? That means you don't have plumbing, and we didn't. We don't have, we have outhouses and stuff like that, and pumps, and so on. So you live off the dirt, you live off the land. And I didn't know any better. I never thought of college or anything. I never thought of anything. I just lied, cheated, stole. From the time I was 9 years old, I was stealing. I mean, loved it. I thought it was cool. And you could give me a dare and I'd do it. I bet you can't jump off that building. Can too. Jump off the building. I love doing stuff that you weren't supposed to do. Is anybody like me? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Idiots. Idiots. But I loved it. And so I was always taking risks and so on and so forth. And I could be caught at any moment, but I like doing it. I like pressing the envelope as far as you could possibly go. Now, Jesus rejects that kind of person. That is not what you're supposed to do. But over here, he accepts a person like that and loved me unconditionally without reservation. No matter what you thought, Jim, no matter what you felt, no matter what you did, I love you. I thought that was quite an offer. And I rejected it because I figured there was a hidden deal to it, like you have to go to church or put some money in the till or something. I used to take money out. I mean, this is sad to say, and I'm not giving anybody any ideas here. But I actually used to, I would click my thumb on the bottom of the thing like I put something in, but I was actually taking stuff out. And the reason was, this is when I was at Yale, I was figuring, well, what are they going to do with all this money? They're probably going to help young Bible students who could become pastors someday go to seminary. I'm in seminary. I'm going to be a pastor someday. I'll just take it now. You know, and I did. Anyway, now you think I made that up. That's what I actually thought. So I clicked the thing, took it out. Because they can't tell. And especially when I clicked it like that, that meant I put something in. And they're all praying to Jesus, and so on. They're not noticing. But that was cool. Anyway, I was good at that. But I'd done that since I was a little kid. All I'm trying to point out is, if I could get into heaven, anybody could get in. I can't imagine anyone being rejected if I was accepted. Because I never had a decent bone in my body. I was never sincere. If I ever told the truth, it was for a trick. But I didn't mean to. I always meant to do what was wrong. And I enjoyed myself. I never felt guilty about it. I had no guilt that I know of. I never had guilt. I don't believe I ever felt guilty. And I don't know if that's true of most people. I think most people do feel guilty. But I never went to church till I was 11. 11, that was the first time I ever darkened the door of a church. I didn't want to go. I wasn't eager to go. And I thought of Christians as hypocrites without knowing exactly. I just felt most Christians were saying one thing and doing another, and I just did it. But they did it and either lied about it or had guilt. I never did that. If you're going to do wrong, just think it out. Do it with a gusto. Y'all see that? Y'all understand that? So I've never lied to God because I never believed in him. And when I did believe in him, I still never lied to him. Because I always figured, well, if what the Bible says is true, he knows everything, how can you lie to him? If he knows everything, why fake it with him? I'll lie to other people and fake them, because people are dumber than God. But apparently, I was not a Christian, but apparently if there is a God, you can't lie to him because he can see inside of you. I didn't know if I believed that or not, but I knew one thing is, if that's true and he's a devil, then it certainly doesn't make any difference. But if he's really God, he got me, and I'll go to hell. But that's not going to stop I'm not going to change my life because of that. I'm just going to go ahead and go all the way till you're dead, and that's it. And so why Peggy married me, she's a woman. You know, that was her own mistake. I mean, that was foolish on her part. I just said whatever I needed to say to get whatever I needed to get and do whatever I wanted to do. Do y'all see that? Now, everybody's actually like me, but most people lie to themselves. I didn't lie to myself. Most people lie to themselves and pretend like they're better than I was. But you're actually exactly the same. Isn't that pitiful? You're just like me. You are exactly like me. Devious. And the Bible agrees with me. It said the heart is deceitful above all things. So you are just as wicked as I am. I love that. Welcome. It's great. It's great. So I don't get sick either. That's another thing, because I don't ever suppress stuff or whatever. I don't have a lot of stress in my life over anything, because I've always been what I am, even now as a Christian, because I came in on the bargain day thing. Jim, I love you. Now the only question there was, is he lying? Because if he means that I love you as you are, just as you are, without one plea. Because we had a song like that. You remember that song? Just as I am, without one plea. I love that song. It sounded like made for me type of song. What I realized, most Christians didn't believe that. They believed that you should say that because the Bible said it, but they actually believed that you had to have a plea. You had to have something on your side going for you, and that you had to be decent or good or tell the truth or whatever. So most people are under law. Most people live under the left hand of God. Under the left hand of God, you will not survive. There's nobody's going to make it under being good. And everybody in the world has that written on your heart. I know it's probably written on my heart too. I mean, I agree it's written there, but I never heard it. I never heard that voice inside of me that says when you cheat somebody or hurt somebody, that's bad. I did have this voice. If they cheat me or hurt me, that's bad. I did have that voice. But I didn't have the one where if I did it, it was bad. For somehow, I had such an incredible mind that I could justify anything I did as perfectly okay and not bad. I could do it. Is there anybody here like me? You have just an incredible mind that no matter where you start, you can get me saying anything and I'll justify why it's okay. It doesn't matter if it's right or wrong or whatever. Well, the reason I did that, and it just come to me. I won't even have to think. It'll just kind of pour into my head. Something to say. And Peggy's the same way. Peggy's the same way, even though she's a moral person and a clean person, a nice person, and so on. She actually will justify any time I attack her, she can justify herself just like that. Well, what about you? She's attacking me. I just criticized her, but she'll criticize me right back. Well, what about you? You're a pastor, I thought. I thought you were a big Christian. Well, yeah. And don't touch God's anointed either. You'll go to hell. So you can imagine the conversations we had. Uptight Peggy and loose Jimmy. Well, look, it worked out okay. It made for a good marriage. It actually made for a good marriage. Danny, you're not like I am. No. Thank God. Now, why would Jesus do this? Well, let's read Hebrews chapter 2, and you're going to see that what I just said is actually the case of every human being. There are no differences. Did you know that the Bible says all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God? Now, if you fall short, and all have done it, if you fall short, then there's nobody good in the earth. So how can you be good? How can you get to heaven on good, being good, if all you do is evil, bad? You know, either or good. You can either be evil or you can be good. But if everybody's always done bad and never did good, because if you fall short, that's evil. Now, the Bible says God is good. Okay, so he's the one that said, don't do bad, because he's good. And be good like I'm good. And check with me every second of every minute of every day, and I'll tell you what's good. And I'll decide what's good, and you don't. That makes sense to me, because you do that with little kids. You do that with little kids. You don't let them decide. Little kids don't make decisions. What are you doing? Go to Jack's house. You're not going to Jack's house. You check with me first. Can I go to Jack's house? No. You see, I mean, little kids want to make their own decision. It's not right. It's not right. Billy's at Jack's house. Well, good for Billy, but you're staying here. Anyway, you could not get away with anything in my kingdom, in my house. I could do wrong. You could not. I'm the dad. I'm the boss. I always made that very clear to Peggy. I'm the head. You're submitted. Just get that clear, and we're going to have a great marriage. And Peggy said nothing for 22 years. She just fumed inside. But she said nothing. because she had made a vow when she was younger. Here was her vow. My mom and dad don't get along. They fight each other. When I get married, I will not confront my husband. I will submit to him like my mother never did to my father. Isn't that amazing? Was I not fortunate to marry her? Was that not clever of me to figure out, here's one that can take a lot of abuse? And so I got a wife that was totally designed for my kind of personality. Just beautiful. But I was always encouraging her, as, you know, seeing that she was holding it all in. Peg, just kind of express yourself. See how I do it? Just kind of express yourself. And she said, well, I don't think I ought to. No, just do it. Do it. And then she began. That took 20-some years. She began. It just came out real quietly, like, I don't agree with that. What'd you say? Well, I don't think that's right. Well, Peg, stay in your place. I thought you said I should speak up. Well, yeah, you should, but... That's right, she caught me there. You know, I was like, huh, what do I want? No, get back. But it was too late, you know, and she began to speak up louder and louder and louder. And in my stupidity, I did encourage her. No, just speak up. I know I said don't, but no, go ahead and do it. And then when she'd do it, I'd say, what are you doing? You said speak up. I know, but that's stupid. Don't speak up. So now I've ruined my whole thing. Did you know that people are contradictions? Everybody's a contradiction. They don't even know what they're talking about. So that was kind of like a theory. I don't know, I must have read that in a book or something. Speak up or express yourself. And now that she began doing it, I didn't like it. And she knew it. She said, I see you're a liar. And, well, yeah. I mean, no. I don't know. So anyway, it all worked out. And by the way, we have a great marriage. Peg? Did you see that? Did y'all see that? It wasn't one of these, but it was one of these. I actually am wonderful to live with, but you know what? It's only because Jesus killed me. How did he do that? Did you know that the goodness of God leadeth to repentance? Isn't that interesting? Not his left hand, Moses pointing his finger, but his right hand, Jesus saying, I not only will die for you, I already have paid full price for you so that you can go to heaven. I've propitiated for your sin. And not only your past sin, not only your present sin, your future sin. Wow, that's a prepaid get into heaven free card. Isn't that amazing? So when I go to God, I'll stand before God at his tribunal. How do you plead? Perfect. Innocent. Never did anything wrong. Okay, you go to the right. So I get to go to the right because that was a good answer. But the devil will be there to somebody. He'll have somebody there to accuse me. God, look in the book. The guy sinned all over the place. And God will look at it. Yeah, you're right. But I'll tell Jesus, I think I'm going to get caught here. They got all my sins. They know everything I've ever thought, said, done, whatever. What do I say here? Just stick to me being your righteousness. Jesus is my righteousness. If you look in the Lamb's Book of Life, you'll see me there. So God checks that book. Sure enough, you have a good lawyer, son. Yes, sir. Are you going to perform the marriage ceremony after this is over? Yes, I am. It'd be good to have you as a daughter-in-law. And he comes down and gives me a big hug and kiss. Okay, do you all see how confident I am? Why? Because it's not based on performance. It's based on faith. I believe God can't lie. Whatever he wrote down in the book, too bad for him. If he wrote it down that he would forgive sinners, and I'm in. I'm okay. Does everybody have that down? That when you sin, maybe you haven't sinned yet, but you will. When you sin, you will be forgiven if you believe that God can't lie. That if God says, I created you And when I gave the law, it wasn't for you. That was actually for my son, Jesus. Ah, that wasn't for me? No, did you see the big N/A? Non-applicable. It doesn't apply to you. Woohoo! You see, it's okay for me to rejoice and be glad. I have exceeding joy because there's no possibility that I could ever be indicted. Not possible. Why? Because I got in on this other deal, and I will never be judged because Jesus Christ already paid for, died for all my sins, and that can't come up again because I don't have any. Why? Because I'm perfect now because of him, Christ in me. It's no longer I that live, but Christ liveth in me. And the life I now live, I'm by the love of God, who died and gave himself for me. You see that? That's what this book of Hebrews is talking about. It is therefore necessary now, according to what the first chapter was all about, for God to give me the kingdom, to give me forgiveness of sins because of Jesus and because I believe. Just because I believe, God can't lie, I'm on the right side of God. He doesn't love me because I didn't sin. He loves me because though I did sin, I believe that Jesus didn't sin, and he didn't sin for me so that he could be my life. And when I had to go to prison, he went. And when I got no reward, he did, and I got his reward. I thought that was a cool arrangement. Do y'all see that? That is too good to be true. Is there anyone else in here who's as excited as I am about that? I never could be unhappy again. Everything's going my way. Woohoo! Woohoo! You see, I can mess up or miss it, as you say. I can mess up or miss it all day long. I'm not trying to. I'm just saying I can. Because I'm not under the law. I'm under the gospel. Good news. Now, somebody hates me for that. I'm sure there's two or three of you that are judging and saying, Pastor, you make it too cheap. You're like taking advantage of God. You should have some decency in you. Sorry, not under the law. I'm sorry if I'm making it too cheap. Too bad for God. He said it. I'm just taking him at his word. Now, I know there's somebody here doing it because I feel it. I just feel it coming out. Is you made it way too good. No, not in my case, it's not way too good. It's the only way I can make it. I mean, you might be able to get in because of a little bit of decency in you, but I don't have any. And I know you don't either. Ha! So, the more you judge, this is cool. This is a scripture verse. I'm just using it. With the judgment you judge, you'll be judged. So if you judge me, you go to hell. Isn't that amazing? I think that is a cool thing. Do y'all see that? That could come unuseful at sometimes. I've used that many times. With the judgment you judge, you'll be judged. Don't you see that? You're not laughing. You do not see the beauty of this. This is too good to be true. Why would my being wicked, I'm not celebrating that. I know what I did was wrong. I mean, I agree. I just don't feel bad about it. Because I feel good about what Jesus said. Jim, I love you. And because not only do I believe in this kind of like in my head, no, I believe in this in my heart. I'm truly happy. Did you know that happy people don't sin? I'm going to say that again. Did you know that people that are happy, who are loved unconditionally, don't have a need to sin? Because Jesus takes care of all my needs. Why should I sin? I don't even need to work out. I used to have to lie. I don't have to lie now. I used to have to cheat. I don't have to cheat now. I don't have to do anything. Because he loves me while I'm sleeping, he's working, thinking of good things to do for me the next day. And I expect it all the time. I don't care if I see it or not. I just know it. I just know it. Everything's going my way. All things work together for the good of them that love the Lord. I just know it. You say, well, how do you know it? I read in the book. Well, I know. I read it too, but I don't know if I believe that. Well, I know, but I do. Whether you do or not, I don't know and I don't care. Well, I do. I believe it. I believe I can't do anything good, so I don't have any guilt. And I believe that he forgave me for all my sins, so I don't have any guilt. And I believe that God wants the best for me every minute of every second, not just in heaven someday, of my life. And I'm celebrating that every day. I don't have time to think about anything else. I'm so amazed. It's amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. It's not just a song. That's my description of my life. And I actually believe Peggy is the greatest gift of God to me. And I am the greatest gift of God to her. Just as I am, without one plea. Isn't that amazing? And that actually pleases her. And she can speak up now and say whatever she wants to say. I don't really care anymore because I know Jesus loves me. And so she can criticize me. I love it. She can undermine me, emasculate me, chop me off the knees. No problem. Do anything she wants. So can you. I don't really care what people think. I only care about what God thinks. And I'm going totally by his word. You say, you can't do that. You're cheating. I know, but I've always cheated. I'm just still cheating. But this cheat happens to be the kind that God calls good, even though you think wrong. Is that all he's ever wanted is for me to hear his word and believe it. And then I didn't just hear one word like, I forgive you. I heard another word that said, and I'll change you. Then I heard another word that said, and I will love others through you. And I heard another word that said, and by the time my son Jesus comes back to marry you, you will be perfect. I believe all of that. Here's what he said. The good work that I began in you, I will surely complete. You see, any pressure on me? None. It's all in the right hand. The good work I began, I will finish. So, is he lying or not? Will I actually be perfect in his sight by the time I get there? Yes. Could I give a different testimony than the one I gave? Yes. But it isn't good for you. It's good that I gave the testimony I just gave. Do I love Jesus? Yes. I could compare myself to any human being on the earth easily. And I could give a totally different testimony of the miracles that have happened and the power and so on and so forth. What I want to make sure is nobody here is worried about God's judgment on you. He's judged Jesus for all mankind. He did not so love the church. He so loved the world. Paid for everybody, and he said these words, whosoever will may come. Anybody may come. Anybody. So have I done good works? Yes, but you know what? I didn't do them. Good works were done in me, through me. I got the, but there's no credit because I'm not going to heaven because of good works. I'm going to heaven because Jesus Christ died for me and then rose from the dead for me and now lives up in heaven for me. And the fact that he loves me, it's relationship, not performance. Have I done performance? Yes. But I'm not going to brag and boast on it. What I'm going to brag and boast on is before, while I was yet a sinner, he loved me perfectly. That's what changed my marriage. That's what changed my mother. That's what changed my father. That's what changes the church. That's what changes every man, is an unconditional love of you just the way you are.